The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to Tito'sHometownTales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's Tito'sHometownTales.com.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out.
Bring them out. It is football report day, baby. We can be Cubs fans. We can be Sox fans. We can be Bulls fans and Hawks fans and college fans and all of it. But we're all Bears fans.
Nothing galvanizes the city like Chicago Bears football. And it's report day, and here we go. The bell has rung, and here we go with the Bears season. Can't wait.
That's the understatement of the year, my friend. He's Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. Danny, Jeff, JR here. We are your morning team. So they are filing into Lake Forest. And they are going to have practice every morning at 8:10. So different than when you and I played when we were younger or when I covered the Bears at the start of my career. And they would go two-a-days plus meetings, and then they would drink in Platteville till 2 in the morning.
Yes.
Stagger into practice and get ready to go again.
Now, I want to make sure that I don't want to just brush aside what you just said, because that's really important, and here's why. I would say as late as a couple of years ago, you could be able to walk up to a player, if it wasn't for an autograph, just to meet him because he's in the same watering hole that you're in.
Correct.
The same restaurant that you're in. Correct. Platteville, Bourbonnais was the same way because it was a community. If you didn't see the Bears in Bourbonnais, you saw them in Bradley, or yeah, you saw them in the general area, right?
Kankakee.
That's all it was. But here's where we are right now in 2021. Teams are hiding players, hiding them, mm-hmm, right? Like, hey, you know, don't get in the public eye, don't get in trouble, all that. But you are able to know the players. And then, of course, on top of that, something that bothers me is that this is one of the rare summers for your career and my career that we're not staying on the sidelines privileged to be able to watch a Bears practice.
Correct.
Because it's one thing to read, it's one thing to guess, but it's another thing with your own two eyes, watching practice, watching, for instance, Lovie Smith, telling the defense, stop batting the ball down, let the ball go through, blocking the passes time and time again
for Rex Grossman. Right.
Yeah, over and over again, right? Batting the ball down, and Lovie's, guys, let the ball go through.
We're trying to run the offense
it's
here.
It's like, I appreciate your aggressiveness, but let the ball go through. Here we go, guys. You know, or Trestman, you know, running with the play. He had a workout just like the players did. If there was a running play, he was running alongside the line with the play. You remember him in his khakis?
Oh, yeah.
Running with the play. If it was a wide receiver, he's running down the sideline with the wide receiver step by step and then running back. He was getting his workout in while he was coaching. I mean, just stuff like that. Fox, all those guys over the years, you were able to see it, and now it's in Lake Forest. Only a chosen few can go. So things have changed, and not necessarily for the better, but at least we have JD, and we've got Weederer and others that can tell us what's going on.
The opening drive is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team, season at single game. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. So Justin Fields, Andy Dalton, we're going to talk about that ad nauseum. Aaron Rodgers is also now expected to be at practice this morning for the Green Bay Packers. They have come to a resolution where this would be his last season. Danny said that they announced not that long ago that there were late last night, there was a private plane landing at the airport in Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers was believed to be on that plane. They couldn't get close enough for footage that we've seen, but that Aaron is expected there today, and this will be it.
Well, as we suspected here on Cap and J Hood, here he comes, hat in hand. I'm not going to Green Bay. I have no interest in working with Gutekunst. I'm not coming. Hat in hand. Here he comes, Cap.
Yep.
Because what was his option? He could retire with no money or play and maybe extend his career. Somehow, some way, he's going to finagle an opportunity for him to play someplace else. And I told you many times, if this is the NBA, he's already a Denver Bronco. There is no Drew Locke. There is no Teddy Bridgewater. He'd be the number one quarterback in the if he could do it in the NBA. Because he'd say, that's where I want to go. I don't want to be here anymore. Let's go. Just like James Harden did with Brooklyn.
Correct.
But in the NFL, it's a little bit different. As we've documented here, that Calvin Johnson, who really wanted to go someplace else after his time with Detroit, he wanted to go, but Detroit has rights. So he goes, okay, I guess I'll retire. So here's Aaron Rodgers. And so the Rodgers story resonates with both of us this morning because that means that I have to adjust my DraftKings as far as the win total for the Bears. I think that, because Rodgers and the Packers have been the hammer and the Bears are the nail, and this is going to be a swan song, he's going all out, man. He's going all in. Just like your tattoo.
Live life all in?
Yep. He's going to live like a shark.
That's it.
Without question. It's a swan song.
By the way, I've picked out designs for 3 new tattoos.
3!
Take that.
One of them, a radio tower? Are you going to put that on there?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
You're unbelievable.
I'm just asking. I just thought maybe because you're a radio guy, you'd put a radio tower on your...
No.
No? Okay, go ahead.
But...
You were saying.
As you look at Green Bay, Aaron coming back, and his supporters will go, well, it's not hat in hand, Jonathan. He's actually being able to finagle his way out after one more year. All I know is... All the reports, he has no interest in ever playing there again.
That's right.
And now he will be in the green and gold again.
I guess I'll come back. I thought it was you couldn't work with Gutekunst.
Right.
See, my whole thought all summer, I said, Cap, there's going to be people in the business that you work in the office that you work in, the line of work that you're in that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't jive. You just don't have the same things in common. You just can't work with them, but it's okay because you still got to go to work and you still got to try to win the day, right?
Correct.
No matter what.
Correct.
You have to win the day. And so for him to have such a disconnect with the general manager to the point where he thought he was going to leave the organization is nonsense. That's one guy. Now, from Aaron Rodgers' standpoint, again, from his standpoint, he thinks you guys have not supplied me with the right offensive players. You haven't given me exactly what I've needed. We've fallen short. He's blaming everybody except the guy in the mirror for not being able to get it done. Hey, why don't you run for the touchdown? Why don't you run next time? Huh? Instead of just standing there.
Correct.
Blaming everybody else.
Correct.
Why don't you do that?
Correct.
The other thing, too, Cap, that after thinking about it with a little hindsight,
mm-hmm.
Rodgers really wants Brady's career. Well, who wouldn't want Brady's career, right? People look at Aaron Rodgers and say, boy, you're great, but you're not Brady.
He's never going to be.
I think there's a little jelly. I think he might be a little jealous that Tom Brady can walk into a moribund franchise like Tampa and say, I want that running back. I want that wide receiver. I want these guys in the offensive line. Let's go. We're going to win a championship. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Because I picked my guys.
I told you the night that he forgot how many downs there were and the Bears beat him 24-23 or 23-22. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that team's winning the Super Bowl. You'd have been like, no shot.
Mm-mm. Looked old. Did. Looked like he looked doddering.
He did.
Didn't know. I mean, the GOAT doesn't know the difference between third and fourth down.
Right.
But he picked his guys, Cap. Has Rodgers ever been able to do that?
Well, you also heard Bruce Arians say, and Bruce Arians criticized him a few times, but he also said, hey, man, take a look at the playbook. You remember during COVID, you can't have any interaction with the players, the coaches. And then we spot Byron Leftwich, I think it was, leaving the house he was renting from Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Went to Brady's house and they spent time. And Brady went through the playbook, changed stuff he didn't like, called Bruce Arians. Aaron's like, hey, man, he's Tom Brady. If he doesn't like that play, that play's out.
The helicopter shots of him practicing during COVID.
Correct.
How could he do that during COVID? He's trying to get a Super Bowl, man. He don't care about your COVID-19.
Exactly.
He had players on the field. He was drawing up plays in the dirt. He's like, let's go.
Let's go. He had a bunch of guys out there he's throwing to. That's him. I also have issue with Sports Illustrated. as it relates to the discussion that we're having.
Oh, not the swimsuit issue.
It came to the house yesterday.
Mine too.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Mine too.
It's sitting on the island in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And my wife said, "Oh, I know what someone's going to be doing after the show tomorrow."
All right, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Like, yeah.
And what did you tell her? You told her, "Well, it works for me."
Damn right I am. So, Sports Illustrated put out Aaron Rodgers is reportedly close to returning to the Packers for a potential last dance. And there's a picture of Michael and Scotty.
Stop.
Okay, let me just make it clear. Danny and Jeff and JR and you may disagree with me. You got to win and win a lot to be compared to those two guys. Devontae Adams, I'm just blinded by all the jewelry on his finger. Oh, wait, he doesn't have any. None. Aaron Rodgers, as great as he's been, has won. Won. So stop with the last dance comparisons. You guys aren't anywhere close to ever being able to use those pictures. Last dance, my ass.
You know, Michael.
That diva.
I think Michael, either Phil Jackson or the Bulls, should have been able to trademark that so no one could use that anymore.
Exactly.
That the last dance only is for two people. It's for Michael Jordan and Donna Summer.
Last dance.
It's only for two. Romance.
Yeah. Tonight.
It should only be for those two people, for the lovely Donna Summer and for Michael Jordan.
Yeah, come on, Mellor. Let's play a little last dance. Romance. Anyway, it is report day in the National Football League. So does it change our perspective on our Bears? It did for my partner. And Aaron Rodgers is back at Green Bay. So do you now look at your team and go, "Yeah, he's back"? Stop. Mitch Trubisky beat him for the NFC North title in 2018. That's Mitch Trubisky. Can this team be that good? I don't know about that. I don't know. And I'm not talking about Mitch. I'm talking about the defense and everything. But have your expectations for the Bears changed? 312-332-3776. Last dance. Romance. We'll be right back.
Take that.
This is breaking news.
Whoa.
Powered by PointsBet Sportsbook.
We're being attacked.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Did we trade for Nick Foles again?
We turn now to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman with breaking news here on Cap and Jay Hood.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. From Tokyo, Simone Biles out of team finals with an apparent injury. Simone Biles is out of Tuesday's team finals after apparently suffering an injury during the vault. She huddled with her trainer after landing her vault and then exited the competition floor with the team doctor. She returned several minutes later with her right leg wrapped, put on her sweatshirt, her sweatpants, and walked away.
We turn now to Jeff Mellor with further evaluation of this injury, Jeff.
But it is a crushing blow to anybody who drafted Simone Biles first overall in their fantasy Olympics draft. She was the clear-cut number one overall pick, the GOAT, gone from the team gymnastics competition for the U.S.
All right,
crushing blow.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Again, withdrawing from the team's finals with a medical issue. That's what we're hearing here, Cap. Devastating is a draw to the Olympics.
When do those start?
Is he going to diss that woman?
I'm not dissing her. She's one of the greatest athletes in the history of the world.
We just had that buildup. We just had breaking news analysis, and we throw it back to you and the drunken reporter, and you've got nothing? Got nothing for us, huh? Nothing.
Zippo.
Well, let me just say this. As an anchor of this breaking news, let me just tell you that is really, because she's a draw, that's really tough for the Olympics. I mean, if you weren't into any of the sports, at least you knew the name. You knew that she resonated big with the Olympics, and now that she's out. And again, for any of these athletes, Cap, it's not 4 years, it's 5 years, because they had to wait a year, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why that's a tough story today. So hopefully that she'll be okay, and you know, the Olympics will move on, but boy, that's tough with her not being a attraction to those that are watching the Olympic Games.
So when do they start?
You'd rather just sing along to Donna Summer?
Yes.
That's what you want? No Simone Biles coverage here.
No.
Let's just do karaoke to Donna Summer.
Yep, because that'll bring him in.
As you requested, Cap.
It's way too early for this, dude. People are waking up.
Good. Let's wake their ass
this
up.
This is putting everyone to sleep.
Last chance for love.
Are we really doing this, Hoodie? Is this real?
Who's weird? Who's weird, Kimosabe?
Romance tonight. I need you by me.
Beside me.
I'm begging you. You don't ever have to do anything for me again. Stop.
It's a slow build. Wait for it. It kicks in. At
it's
some point.
Get people's day
I'm told.
Fired up.
The Bears are reporting to camp and we're playing this crap.
This is awesome.
Is it?
I'm so, so bad.
Just get a little crescendo.
They used to play this on the radio?
Jeff, cut the music, please.
Oh!
Thank you. So the Bears report to camp today. Kind of like your sex life, huh? Cut it off right when it was coming. The crescendo, it was all, it's all over.
Done.
Yeah, just when you thought it was on the way.
Done.
It's cut over.
Done.
So there you go. So the Bears report to camp today, and Aaron Rodgers is back in Green Bay. And I will tell you, Cap, that from my standpoint, that even I had the win total set thinking that maybe Rodgers was not going to return, and now he's back.
And that number was pre-Rodgers. If you assumed he wasn't back, what did you have him?
That was a 10-win ball club.
For Chicago, you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the Diva is back in Green Bay.
That's a tough one, man. I don't see a split. I think that's always tough because he's been so dominant. I have no problem with the Vikings and Lions, clearly, right? But it's always the Packers. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, a formidable schedule based on what we saw last year. Tough. I don't care if it's Fields or Dalton. This is going to be a very tough hill to climb for the Bears this season. All that quality that they're going to face this year, that's going to be tough. Pittsburgh's in there. We're taking on the AFC East, right? Mm-hmm. Baltimore's in there. I'm just going off of memory. Pittsburgh.
Hold on, I got
tough.
It for you, kid.
Tough schedule.
I got you. I got you here, partner.
Tough.
The Chicago Bears. This year, week one, they will play, let's see, the Rams is the night game.
Win.
At L.A.
Yeah.
September 12th.
That's the win.
Okay. Then they come home and they take on Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Okay. That's a winnable game.
Then they go to Cleveland to take on a really good Browns team.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Yeah, that's right.
Then they get Detroit here. Then they go to Vegas. Hey, Danny, did you book our rooms, our flights, and our site survey? JR, get that taken care of for where we're broadcasting?
Yeah, Vegas called after your performance of Last Dance. They don't want you there. But we'll all be there.
There's enough bad acts in Vegas. Why would they want another?
People are drunk enough, they will listen to just about anything. Green Bay?
No.
Here.
Now it starts to get tough as you start reading through the list.
Bears will win that game. Which, mark it down.
Which one?
October 17, noon, here. The Diva and his club come rolling into Chicago. Diva's leaving as a loser. His last appearance in Chicago regular season in a Green Bay uniform, Diva's losing. We're winning that game.
You like to know that. You like to think that the Bears will have some momentum with a win against the Raiders, which should be Chicago West.
Yes,
should be Chicago Vegas.
Yes,
I would think
with that overrated coach they've got out there in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. So
Gruden.
I would think they had some momentum going into the Raiders after the Raiders game. We'll see.
I'm more than a little concerned about the national window that we'll play on 3/25 on Week 7. That would be October 24. At Tampa. I think the GOAT's going to go, I remember how many downs there are now. Take that.
Yep.
Then come home and take on team I do not care for, the San Francisco 49ers. Then you get the Steeler on Monday Night Football. Then you get the bye week. Then you have to come home, open up out of the bye week, Baltimore, go to Detroit, home with Arizona, at Green Bay week 14. That is a Sunday night game. Minnesota here, Seattle there, the Giants here, and close it out at Minnesota.
Tough. Is it not, tough. Is that not tough?
They're all tough.
Well, not all of them. You mentioned the Bengals.
Yeah, but you never know who you're playing.
Bengals, Rams, and Raiders, I think that's winnable. But just there's a number of tough teams, and I just believe that my expectations have skewed just a touch knowing that Rodgers is still in the division. Mm-hmm. It's similar to LeBron being in the same division with the Chicago Bulls,
yes,
or him being in the East, or now it's Giannis being in the East. You've got to be able to climb over the mountaintop to get there, you know, to be able to get to the peak. And when you have someone holding you down, like LeBron, like Giannis, like we see here with Aaron Rodgers, it's just tough. So I just think that he has a little bit more fire, knowing that this is going to be his last year. The team that he loves to beat, the Bears, he'll be right there again trying to do it again. And I'm not trying to be against the Bears. I'm just looking at the reality of what Rodgers and the Packers have done to the team.
Let's go to the phones. Carl's on the south side. Hey, Carl, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, what's up, Captain J?
What's up, Carl?
You guys were asking about the expectations for the Bears this year, and I just wanted to just come out and say it. I couldn't hold it anymore. The expectations will be the same as last year. We know what they're going to be, meaning that you know they're not going to run the ball enough. You know that Nagy's play designs are not going to – they're going to be off. I mean, if you look at over the past years, we've had talent, and that's due to Ryan Pace. I mean, 10 years ago, we didn't have any Pro Bowlers. Mm-hmm. But now we have Pro Bowlers. We have a defense that can keep you in games. But, again, you know that we're not going to run it enough. We're not going to have on. We're not going to be on top of our special teams. And we're just not going to be prepared half the time as a team. And I think that goes to the coach. What do you guys think?
Well, and appreciate the call, Carl. Thank you for listening to the show. Look, people around Matt would say to you, he had a bad quarterback that didn't mesh with his system. He tried every which way to try and assimilate Mitch into what he wanted. It didn't work. They didn't have a great offensive line. Perhaps their best offensive lineman when healthy is James Daniels. He tore his pec. He was out for the year. He had surgery. It was a pec, right, Hoodie?
Yes, correct.
And they feel like they have a better ability to run the ball. David Montgomery is on a mission to prove he's a top 10 back in this league, and they feel like their quarterback room is light years better. From Trubisky, Foles, to Dalton, eventually handing it to Justin Fields.
All great storylines. Now you got to prove it on the field.
Exactly.
All those things sound good until you actually get on the field and compete, and that's the thing that we're looking forward to seeing. With camp opening up, I'm looking forward to seeing, Cap, how this all manifests.
Let's grab Ryan out in Lamont. Hey, Ryan, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Ryan?
Kathy, I just heard you call Aaron Rodgers a diva. Now, say Aaron Rodgers.
That's an accurate fact.
I agree. I totally agree with his antics and all that. I totally agree. However, if you were to say the hell with Green Bay and come down to Chicago, what would you call him then? Would you be bowing down, kissing the rings, or what would you call him?
100%. Just like when Dennis Rodman was a jackass with the Pistons, when he became our guy, we loved him.
True. That's
so
accurate.
Yeah,
so 100% I just wanted your
accurate
opinion on that.
Yeah, 100%. We haven't had a quarterback since Jesus was a baby. That's how bad we are. And so you've had him. You haven't won enough with him. And when he's out of town there, you're going to think he's a diva, too.
Would you take him?
Yes, I would take him. You crazy?
Absolutely.
All right, see you, kid.
Have a good morning.
See ya. Wouldn't you take him, Hoodie?
I just think it's funny that he acts it out on the radio just like, you wouldn't take Rodgers, would you? Yeah, I would. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
he needs that justification. It's right. Like, yeah, you wouldn't call him a diva if he was a bear, right? No, because he'd be our guy. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
He just need that justification. Like, he's just thinking to himself, like, I'm not going to say it out loud. Oh, Cap agree? Yeah, I'm with him. Yeah, I agree too. Yeah, you feel the same way.
Right.
So you take that.
He called Danny and said, he's not a diva. Well, yeah, he kind of is a diva. Yeah, he is.
He'd be our diva, though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Hey, right.
I always use Rodman as the comparison. I couldn't stand that guy.
I love him.
When he was a Piston. Our guy?
I love that last caller. He just needed that justification. He just needed that feel like, you know, you don't feel that way, do you? Yeah, I do, too.
So good. We are going to give away WWE tickets at 9:13. So make sure you're locked and loaded. We are going to give away tickets to Monday Night Raw. It's coming to our city, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Chicago's Home for Sports has tickets all this week. Win your way in to see your favorite Raw superstars live. You can buy tickets for as low as $20 at Ticketmaster.com.
And don't forget, at 9:35 sharp, Anthony Rizzo. Could be his final show with us as the Cubs' first baseman.
Oh,
he may be gone by Friday.
Ah, looking forward to it then.
So we will find out a lot from Riz. Hoodwink, though, is next. Caller 10 gets to help me decide if Jonathan Hood is telling the truth or trying to hoodwink us. 312-332-3776. Caller 10 right now. Let him up.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. All right, Cap and J Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
Rock and roll, hoodwinked. One of my favorite segments of the week, where my partner, who's resplendent in a David Robinson Spurs jersey today. I like that one. That one's cool. Black. With the spur, with the little spur coming off the U.
Yeah, not only that, but I've got the Spurs black T-shirt on, too.
Wow. Love that jersey.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Love that. Anyway, Hoodie will tell us a story. The caller, the victorious 10th caller who was able to get through, is able to tell us with me. Yes. Wait, can I just pull the curtain back? I can't see over the first monitor because I'm short. And so I have to stand on my tiptoes or balance on my chair, which I know is going to slide one day and I'm going to blow out my ACL again.
Oh.
Yes. And then I can tell who the contestant is and I can read what Danny puts on the screen. Anyway, the caller and I will determine what Hoodie is telling us. Is it a true story or a hoodwink opportunity? In the end, it's my call what we do. If I'm right, caller wins dinner at Lou Malnati's. Dine-in, curbside pickup, no-contact delivery. Lou Malnati's, when you want deep dish in sports, the passion runs deep. Joe is in Munster, Indiana. Hey, Joe, what's up, Sparky?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Getting ready to work.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get you a Lou Malnati's, huh? Let's do that.
All right. The floor is Jonathan Hood's.
So, Joe, I'm in Applebee's in Rosemont. And as I mentioned to you, Cap, this is the month of wrestling stories I have for you. So
yes.
We're going to finish out the file here with this one. So I'm in Applebee's in Rosemont. There was a local wrestling promoter that wanted his promotion on WCIU Channel 26.
Mm-hmm.
He says, because the worst thing for a promoter, you know the words that you always fear? I got TV.
Mm-hmm.
When they say they got TV, that's always the worst. Because if it's TV, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. So he wanted to put his promotion on Channel 26, and he's there with his crew of wrestlers, male and female, and they filled the tables in a rowdy atmosphere at Applebee's to the point where I think the manager wanted to throw everybody out. The promoter asked me if I want to be a benefactor financially for his promotion, meaning he wanted me to be able to buy in a percentage of this wrestling promotion. I politely declined. The promoter says, okay, let me sweeten the deal for you, offering me one of his female wrestlers for the evening and the hotel key card. Did that really happen?
Not a chance.
What? Boy, you're ready to go right away. Not a chance.
Was the promoter Billy Corgan?
No. Don't say that about the NWA owner. No. It's not him.
Was the promoter
Billy?
Was the promoter...
Your guy.
Was the promoter Barry Fox?
No.
Ashley Springer.
All right. Did it really happen? We're not going through all that now. Did it really happen?
Can you tell us what the promotion was?
No. Okay. I tell you the story, you tell me. Based on the preponderance of the evidence, yeah, as we say in the courtroom.
Based on the limited details he is willing to include, we have to make this decision.
Based on the preponderance of the evidence, did it really happen or not?
Or on the limited details he's willing to give us.
That's what lawyers do.
Joe, what do you think, man?
I say no, it did not happen.
Wow. I mean, I'll be more than happy to vote in the direction you want. I believe that it did.
You got the final answer.
All right, I'm going to vote. It's a true story.
Joe? That's a true story.
Ha-ha!
Oh, wow.
Take that! All right, Joe, you're going to lose for dinner, okay?
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Have fun.
Joe, tell us, what's the station that just hooked you up with Lou Malnati's?
ESPN 1000.
All right. Well,
you are the man.
Oh, God.
Hang on, pal.
I'm always very.
We'll get his intel.
Very concerned.
Again, he wins dinner at Lou Malnati's for him and his family, and Hoodwinked is presented by Lou Malnati's. The passion runs deep.
Okay. Just make sure he had the right station.
How about that?
I'm always concerned.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny about that, Cap. You know, promoters will do anything to be able to get other people to get into their promotion financially. And they want to be able to have TV. I got TV. Got TV. That means that, oh, man, this may not work.
Right, exactly.
Unless you're Vince McMahon.
Right.
So that happened. So that will end. Well, there's actually a few other stories I cannot tell. I will tell you off the air about wrestling and me. But, yeah, that was an interesting story. Like, because clearly a woman for the evening was going to get me to be able to buy in financially.
Right.
To this organization. This local indie promotion. There you go.
No chef.
No, absolutely not. First of all, it's my money. Like that's the last thing I want to tie my money into is being an owner of a wrestling company. Now, that's good for Danny's guy, Billy Corrigan, who owns the NWA. That's fine. But I couldn't do it.
Go in for a slice, come out with a black eye, and maybe worse.
Oh,
next.
Lose?
No shot.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
If you go in to get a slice of pizza, like that's not a big deal around here. You buy a whole, would you agree with me? You buy a whole pizza in Chicago?
Yes.
Like there's places like you can go into a grocery store and they might have some slices, but it's not like a thing like in New York. In New York,
yeah.
That's what you do. You get a slice. Let's go get a slice.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like the guy from Barstool.
Yes.
He gets a slice and tries it.
Right. Or he'll get the whole, he'll sometimes buy the whole pie.
Yeah.
Take a slice, share a little, one bite, everybody knows the rules.
Yeah.
Portnoy, the whole deal.
Yeah.
But you can go into these stores, like really highly regarded pizza place, and go, I just want one slice of sausage. And they keep it there. Like you can't go into Malnati's and go, yeah, just like one slice of deep dish.
No,
not happening.
It's not a Chicago thing.
Correct.
I think I might have done that. Maybe once or twice, actually. Somewhere downtown where you're just really hungry, just get a slice real quick. But
it's not like high-level pizza.
No, it's not.
Correct.
So, well, it's not Lou's, so no, it's not.
Correct. So, Danny, you saw that. Were you the first one to see it, or was it Hoodie?
I think it was Meller pointed it out to me.
Okay, so explain exactly what happened, because I saw the video. I'm like, oh, God.
So this is a New York City pizzeria. It's called Joe's Pizzeria, Joe's Pizza on Bedford Avenue. It's after 3 a.m. I think that's the most important thing to point out.
Yes.
When you go in for pizza after 3 a.m., you're only doing it for one reason, to soak up all the booze that's in your stomach, right?
Yep.
So it's a group of guys that go into this pizza joint in Brooklyn at 3 a.m. They're ordering pizza, and the next thing you know, One of the guys that works there is grabbing one of the customers, and it is an all-out brawl. And I'm not talking like it's just punches like we see, you know, at Guaranteed Rate Field every weekend. We see those videos trending. This is one of the greatest brawls I've ever seen, because the guys that actually work at the pizza parlor start picking up the utensils used to make the pizza. You know those wood things that you put in to take the pizza out of the hot oven?
It's like a giant skillet, a giant spatula.
Yeah. One of the guys is using it like an axe, trying to like chop one of the customer's heads off. Another guy is using one of the ladles that they use to spread the sauce, and he's beating a guy with that in the head. That certainly has to hurt. I mean, this is an all-out brawl, better than I've seen in a long time.
Look at these thugs.
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Have you ever gone into a restaurant, Jonathan? You've had late nights where you're imbibing.
Oh, yeah.
And go into some place and go, this is a really bad decision.
Well, not doing that. No, absolutely not. I'm not looking for a fight, and no one's trying to fight me. JR, could you please put this on Cap J Hood on our Twitter? I want everyone to be able to see this. Brawl inside New York City Pizza Parlor. Whatever it is, it shouldn't be like this big spatula being used as a weapon. First of all, I thought that thing was light enough where it would break if you did that. Apparently, he was using it like a hatchet. Mm-hmm. Looking at this video, time and time again, just hammering away on this one guy.
Yes.
Hammering away.
It's got some heft. You know, I think also in this video that was not mentioned, I appreciate the dude who's got the hairnet, who clearly is working with the food. He comes out throwing fists like he's been there and he's ready to do this. The hairnet, be damned.
I mean,
it adds a little something to the video.
Have you ever been in a late night place, bar, restaurant, where... This is a bad decision, man. These are not my kind of people. This could get really out of control.
Well, before you go in, you can kind of get the lay of the land. If you're a city kid, you kind of look around. Just anybody with any sense, you look in there and say, okay, this probably is not the right scene. We'll go to someplace else. If people are hanging outside or on the inside, it's like it's fine. But if someone's going in there and they're drunk and they're disorderly, and then you come in afterwards and you see what's going on, no thanks.
Yeah.
Because they'll definitely blame me for being in there. So, no, that's the thing that you have to be wary of, man. Like, if you're just innocently going into a place and everything seems cool, you'll stay. But if you're walking into something where he's like, that guy is disorderly, he's going to do something, he might have a gun, or that guy, no. But you got to have instinct with that.
Did you catch, too, the dude, there's one dude who seems like he's part of the crew who hangs back. Like, he sees the pizza makers have, you know... You don't want to tumble with them, so he kind of lets his three buddies go into the kitchen and lays back, which is probably a big no-no. If your friends are in, you got to be in with them, right?
Yeah, no question. That's the city code. Now, I'll
like
ask
he's
you
watching
this.
Them take a ladle to the head.
What is more dangerous, the ladle or that pizza?
Oh, the pizza spatula.
Especially the way the guy is like chopping with it, like it's an axe. Like he's
like
using it like a weapon.
It out, Danny. He
yeah, no, he's not flattening
it out.
Like it out.
Smash you. He's trying to chop you with it.
Correct. That's got to hurt so bad.
I never thought it was that. I didn't think it was like heavy like a shovel, but boy, he was using it as a weapon like he's done it before.
Okay.
Probably has.
Let me ask you a question. If the four of us went out and Meller gets into a fight behind the counter where he shouldn't be, Danny jumps in, old Danny. And he's
old Danny for sure.
He's fighting. And now I'm in it. If you know that the three of us are drunk, out of our mind, and shouldn't be there, do you feel like I have to go back there? Or, hey, man, I'm not getting involved.
Well, I would get involved. Yes, you would not. You'd be calling Shapiro and Apt. So that's a difference.
Shapiro, you don't know me very well.
You're not scrapping. You're not doing that.
The one guy getting hit with a ladle puts up his finger to stop the ladle guy.
Yes.
And then he stops for a second, and then he puts down his finger, and then the ladle guy hits him again with the ladle.
it is funny how quickly they wanted to end. So one guy with one of the customers, he's wearing a black shirt. It gets all ripped up. It's like hanging off him, draping off him. And when he wants the fight to stop, he starts putting up his hands like stop, 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 and everyone quickly stops.
While I'm whooping somebody's ass back there and moving furniture, Cap is calling all of his TV friends and said, Channel 2, 7, you got to get over here. I'm just telling you, here's a wild brawl. I'm not part of it, just reporting.
I would be the guy.
Or if it's Fox 32, you're calling it in so you get the $100, you know, deal. Yes. You have a report.
I got the news tip.
And they pay you for the news
$100 bucks for the news tip. What if you would be back there going, can we all just, let's have a slice and cooler heads prevail. Yeah, exactly.
What could possibly have set these dudes off?
It's New York, so it's words.
Of course.
Of course it's words. Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, over here. Hey, you over there. Hey, your mother.
Yankees suck. Mets are in first. Oh. What'd you say?
Hey, you know, the Rangers, they'll be back. But the Islanders are better. Hey, screw you. No, screw you. Newsmakers.
I mean, check our Twitter feed, at Cap J Hood. You've got to see this video.
You have to see it because it's just bizarre. But again, it's usually someone drunk. And a war of words. And if it's New York, it's usually sports.
Correct. They take it very seriously.
I had your mother all night long. No, I'm Carm. So that's the whole thing. Like, those things happen, right?
Right.
It's usually that. And of course, because there's so much sports, that's where there's more trash talking.
Crazy.
But it's just like, I mean, 3 a.m, as they always say, man, nothing is good after midnight.
I have always believed that there are 4 markets in this country for sports. That if you're an athlete, you better be really, really mentally tough or you shouldn't play there. Chicago, New York, Boston, and Philly. The rest, child's play. Child's play. We hear sometimes, boy, the media is so tough. They're unfair to our athletes. Oh, stop. Go to Philadelphia, man. They will. Danny was there for the Stanley Cup Finals. Fans wanted to fight that. Didn't fans want to fight Harry because he had a Hawks jersey on?
They tried to rip the Indian head logo off his jacket. Physically tried to rip it off. Yerk stood up.
Yes. And then what happened?
Then they see the size of Yerk and they're like, all right, we thought we could take the guy with the glasses. Maybe we don't want to involve his friend.
Right.
You see, that's the whole thing about having girth, right? Like, I'm not going to hurt anybody unless provoked, right?
Uh-huh.
Then the switch flips. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, so you don't want to, hey, big guy, what's going on? Hey. What's going on is that you're going to sit down. That's what's going
to
happen.
Because you're not just a guy who's got girth, as you like to put it.
Yes.
You're also almost 6'4".
Yeah. So if you like to dance, we can dance.
Like, I think I have big hands, and I measured my hand against Hoodies.
Yeah.
Okay. I look like I got Sylvie hands.
So there you go.
So
that's why Danny and I have been.
Small hand, mother.
Hey, you get out of there. But that's why Danny and I are friends, because Danny knows that if anything goes down, I'm there for him.
100%.
And the old Danny would have taken care of it before I could.
That's the funniest thing about our duo, is that I'm smaller than you, but I was always ready to go.
Yes, that's...
You're bigger than me and you never wanted to.
Because he didn't have to. He's so big. Yeah, I don't want to mess with that guy.
You don't want to flip Danny's switch. Now, you don't know the Danny that I know. The other Danny knew karate. I'm just telling, like, he was ready.
What is he, like a little Daniel LaRusso over there?
You say the wrong thing to Danny. You go sideways with him back in the day.
Remember the picture with Rex Grossman? I'm like, who's that guy? You go, that's Danny. I said, no. Look at his arms.
No, exactly. Yeah, you didn't want to mess with him.
Danny, what'd you weigh? How much more?
I don't know, maybe 10, 15 pounds.
Yeah, but see, now marriage and the family, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Armchair nutritionist. Now he's turned to Bill Walton. But before that, no. Before that, he was Vernon Maxwell.
Wow.
So you didn't want to mess with Danny.
I like Xavier McDaniel. I was the X-Man.
The same thing. I think it's the same thing. Just a guy that you didn't want to mess with.
Correct.
You'd rather just not mess with Danny Zetterman because... You know, the Norwegian stuff would come out because of Sven.
Sven, yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we will play shot or no shot. We have WWE tickets we're giving away at 9:13. You want to go to Monday Night Raw? It's an awesome event. It's at the Allstate Arena. We will have outstanding tickets for you, 9:13 every day this week. And don't forget, Tony Two Chains, Anthony Rizzo. Could be his final appearance as a Cub on this show, 9:13. 35. We're back in 2 minutes.